Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. Great to have you on the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley, your host for the number one motivational show on the planet. Hey, great show yesterday. How about that? I don't do many interviews, and if you're wondering why I don't. I don't do a lot of interviews. But I do them with my coaching clients, and Ian Highfield happens to be one of them. And we're building out his funnel and his product and all of that amazing stuff. And he came on the show. The reason it came out was 100% spontaneous. I got a Voxer. Voxer is a walkie-talkie app that's on your iPhone. All my clients have access to it. And clients Vox me and with ideas and questions, and I get back to them with answers. We just go back and forth. It's such an, especially for a guy like me, who my kryptonite is typing. I don't like writing at all. I'll do it. Like, I write emails and things like that. Much rather talk. That's why I do a podcast every day. So Ian left me that Voxer message, said, hey, man, just sold a couple new coaching clients. And I just started laughing out loud. Like, I laughed out loud because I loved it. Those are the best messages, because no idea what he's doing relative to setting anything up technically right now. He doesn't have any online presence right now. He's got some social media following that we talked about yesterday. But he got people on his own power call, like the one I tell people to get on my calendar, and he sold them coaching. And that was it. It was that easy, that simple, because he's got two things working for him. He's got passion, tremendous amount of passion, and he has a sense of urgency. Like, he doesn't want to wait for anything. And that is the most dangerous individual. So if you want to know why some people have success and why other people take some time, it's urgency. It's, you either have a sense of urgency or you don't. And when I had my buddy Mark Yuzik on the show, and Mark and I are doing a bi-weekly mastermind with people that purchased that from us in our live event in Vegas back in the middle of March. We gave people an opportunity to invest for 90 days with Mark and I, and we do a Zoom call with the group every other week, every Tuesday. So it was yesterday we had the Zoom call. And Mark said on the last call we had when we were talking, he said, look, man, if you want to have success, act as if your family is not going to eat this month unless you get something going, you know. And when you have that kind of urgency, and I mean real, like, you got to put that real feeling, because I know what Mark was talking about. As soon as he said that, my body shifted, and it just gave me this feeling, like, took me back to when I did not think my family was going to eat. And I just went into the laboratory, man, and started creating just content, calling people, selling stuff. It didn't even matter. Like, I got on the phone and selling coaching and helping people with their podcast and blog. I was creating blogs, and I don't want to create a blog. This was, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Last thing I wanted to do was create a blog for somebody. But my family had to eat. And I started, it's not that we were, you know, we might have been 4 months away from going broke, but I wanted to put the sense of urgency, like, why the hell would I wait 4 months? I'd do it right now. I need to make this happen right now. And I did, and you will as well, when you develop that sense of urgency like we talked about yesterday on the interview. Let me give you another example. Do you know anybody, maybe you haven't seen this person in a few years, and they were overweight, maybe even obese, and you see them and they've lost a ton of weight, and you're like, oh my gosh, look at you. You look amazing. What happened? You know, and they're, well, you know, I got a health scare. Doctor told me I had to lose 150 pounds or I was dead. Like, I was just a ticking time bomb. You know, we all know somebody like that where you haven't seen them in a while. They look amazing. And it was because they got a health scare, you know, and the doctor told him, look, you better get this down, you know, something. You get your weight down, get your triglycerides down, or whatever it is they got to get that, you know. And they just got to get healthier. It's really the bottom line. The doctor said, you just got to get healthier or you're going to be dead and you'll never see your kids again. That scares the crap out of most people enough to, they'll stop smoking, they'll start eating right, stop drinking, whatever it is they're supposed to stop doing. But really, what it is they're just equally supposed to start doing. And so when you have that sense of urgency health-wise, if you've ever gotten that health scare, or doesn't even need to be that dramatic of a thing, maybe just stepped on the scale. And you're like, wow, I'm so fat. Oh, my gosh, I'm out of shape. I heard Tony Robbins on an audio one time. This was a long time ago. But he's all right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take off all your clothes, stand in front of a full-length mirror. Now, I want you to slowly turn. Don't miss it. Don't miss any angles. Don't miss any angles. Slowly, in a 360-degree fashion, turn around and tell me how you feel. Tell me what you see in the mirror. Do you love that body that you see in the mirror? Are you just amazed by it? Does it get you excited? Like, no. So there. I mean, if you really want to scare yourself into that or get angry, anger is an emotion. Look, inside the word emotion is motion. And you can't, at least I'm no psychologist, I'm not, you already know that. But I don't know of too many situations where greatness is created that emotion is not right there as the catalyst, really the fuel inside the engine. Meaning anger is an emotion. Gratitude's an emotion. Joyfulness is an emotion. You know what I mean? And anger is just as a catalyst as gratitude, you know? I mean, have you ever gotten angry about a situation? So I'm just going to change it. I'm stopping right now. I'm going to stop right now. So when you listen to the interview yesterday with Ian or any of these clients, when they come to Cincinnati, we get together and I interview them, they all have that common theme. They've got a sense of urgency. And they've hired somebody to make sure that they are held accountable to not only keep that sense of urgency, but now where do I channel it? You know, all right, I'm angry, I'm happy, I'm excited, whatever to do. Where do I go? Like, what's the next step? And that's what you got to define is what is your next step? Forget about the 1,000 steps down the road. What is the next step you need to take? Some of you, the next step you got to do is delete about 90% of the contacts in your smartphone.
Ooh, did I hit a nerve?
I think I did. Yeah, some of you, you got to delete those people right out of your cell phone. Some of you got to get off social media. You know, you buying into all this fear that the media is selling you right now in the corona. I'm not saying these aren't challenging times. I'm not saying the stuff isn't real, but please, I mean, my golly, I mean, the media is in the business of selling fear. That's what they sell. That's why if I'm ever going to watch the news now, it's just local news. I want to see what's going on in my local community. And watching the news is kind of a family thing. With my wife and I, we have coffee in the morning. No longer we ever watch those national news. It's all just nonstop fear, man. So we watch the local news. Hey, what's happening in the community? Let's see some good stories, some uplifting stories. Not saying that that stuff also doesn't have an element to it, but it's a lot easier to tolerate having a cup of coffee with your spouse in the morning. And it's not that we have this fix. We gotta watch the news. It's just more of a tradition. It's just having coffee, chatting, weather, you know, look at the weather. Want to know what the weather? We got 4 kids. Are we going outside today? Are we holed up another day? Is it going to rain? Just things like that. But you might have to make a decision. There's no TV, there's no social media, there's no family. I'm not talking about your kids or your wife, your spouse, anything like that. I'm talking about maybe other immediate family members that are the Debbie Downers, that are the time vampires, that don't believe in your dream. They don't understand your dream, or they always want you to go do something that's going to, you know, take you away from what it is you need to do. And talking, and when you do get on the phone with them, it's always politics and negative stuff. You get those people. So that could be the first step. And that's a big first step. Some people are like, well, my first step is to build a website. No, that's not. That's probably about the 15th step. Maybe. The first step is you got to get into a quiet place and write down an idea. Something that you're really passionate about. That's the first step. First step could be getting your mind in the right spot. I mean, there's so many steps ahead of building a website or a sales page or coming up with a product. Everybody wants to start there. I need to have a product. No, because you wouldn't know how to sell the product if it was given to you on a silver platter. You have to have the mindset. You know, you got to have the mindset that you are somebody who deserves this money, number one. Number two, this is your zone of genius. Forget about, you know, everybody else that's done it before you. Oh, somebody else already has a podcast. Somebody else is already a speaker. Somebody else is already doing this. Doesn't even matter. None of that even matters. It's just the enemy in your head, you know. And the enemy can take you out in a New York minute. The enemy's good. It's got one trick. That's to lie. Get in your head and lie. All right? Drum up all that stuff in your past that, you know, you're letting hold yourself back. That's a great job. Great job. Very good at it. Been doing it a long time, by the way. Your job is to tune that stuff out and figure out what are the first steps. All right, well, how am I going to bombard my mind with positive messages? How am I going to learn? Get on YouTube, get on Google, start learning this stuff on my own, because you can learn it all on your own. You hire someone to get it done faster. That's where people like me come in. And then you get rocking and rolling, and then you start coming up with, all right, now I've got my message tight. I got this passion that I'm not only excited about, I can teach other people just how to get from A to B. No big deal. You don't got to change their life. Just get them from A to B. That'll end up changing their life. Because a lot of times, you can't come into somebody's life, get them unstuck, get them from point A to point B and not have an impact on their life, all right? But you're not there to solve all of their life's issues. You're there to solve the one simple issue that you know how to do, okay? And then from there, you get going. So yeah, down the road, sure, making money like Ian did and people like that. Ian's first step was not getting on the phone with someone and selling coaching like we talked about yesterday. Ian's first step, we had 2 calls, 3, 4 Zoom calls. He came to Cincinnati for a day. I mean, we've been working on this now for the better part of 3 months. So it's not like it's just, well, 2 months probably. But it's not like his first step was get somebody on the phone and sell them. He had to figure out what he was actually going to help people with. So there's a lot that goes into that. But yesterday's interview, I wanted to get out there to you. It was super spontaneous. Ian left me that message, you know, and 30 minutes later, we did that podcast. It was that fast. And I didn't have any, other than his quick 30-second voicemail, I had nothing else to go on because I wanted all to be the first time I heard it, it's the first time you heard it, you know. And I wanted you to be inspired. I wanted you to hear that spontaneity. I wanted you to hear somebody that's just out there figuring it out, just like you are, but they're making it happen and they're making money, even during these times, April of 2020, right smack dab in the middle of a lockdown, you know, making money online without anything, without a website, without sales pages, nothing. Nothing. All right? I want to do that for you as well. If you're ready, hit me up. LaunchWithSam.com. LaunchWithSam.com. Let's do it. Let's get after it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.